Good morning, a Tuesday morning.
With our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the total in the lockbox, $133,453. A long way to go.
Well, it is a long way to go. We have one day less than 3 weeks to do it. And that's got to mean that anybody who wants to make an investment and to feel part of this should do it. And we really appreciate everything that everybody has done already. But in the end, we are no more than our whole. We are just parts. And if everybody becomes a link in the chain, we can lose. And otherwise, we will. It's that simple. I mean, I don't want to gild the lily. I don't want to make it better than it is, and worse than it is. But I just have confidence in our listeners that they will do what has to be done and save us and keep this thing going. It's that simple. You pull up to the gas station and you don't have any gas in the car. That's where we are. And I'm just imploring everybody to say, okay, we're going to own a part of this. We're going to put a brick in. And we thank you for that. WAMC.org, and let's get it done. Oh, and by the way, you know, we have a wonderful gift from Tony Miola, who says, hey, he's a great guy, and he really loves the station. If you can do this, I'll give you an additional $5,000. We don't want to lose that, folks. Let's do it.
Fun Drive on Air starts June 6th.
And don't be coming up to me in the street and saying, do you spend too much time? And I'll say, did you put anything in the lockbox?
Well, from 1,000 reasons not to give to
there are
1,000 reasons to vote. School budgets today across New York and a primary in Kentucky as Hillary Clinton, as the headline says, fights to avert a two-loss Tuesday.
Yeah, look, Bernie keeps doing better and he keeps winning primaries. Nevertheless, she's gotten a lot more votes, total votes, than he has. And in the Democratic system where you have proportional voting, in other words, it's not winner take all, that means that it's a very difficult task for him to catch up. But he's fighting like crazy, and you got to admire him for that.
An interesting story about a rift between key Democratic factions that says could hurt turnout. What do you make of that, Alan?
Well, there's a lot going on here. There's the Hillary faction, you know, and then there's the Bernie faction. And there's a fight there. But there's also an inter-union fight that is going on now, which is that there are those people who are environmentalists. I'm on that side. And there are those people who say, I don't care that much about the environment. It's all about jobs. So if you're going to put the kibosh on getting funding for jobs, even if those jobs are what were perceived by many environmentalists as anti-environment, we don't care. We're a union. We're in construction. We want construction jobs. And that is a question that is fundamental to the financing of the coming election. Do we put our money in when, in fact, we perceive that you're doing the wrong thing for our members?
I'm seeing an article about little being off limits as Donald Trump plans attacks on Hillary Clinton's character. We're expected to hear more about Bill Clinton's infidelities on a live TV debate coming up, as well as the idea that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. Will these attacks work in a general election?
Are we surprised that Donald Trump, who demolished his opponents with a philosophy of slash and burn and little Marco or lying Ted, would try the same thing with Hillary Clinton? No, we're not surprised. We know that he'll do that. But here's what I say. Consider the source. I mean, here's a guy who's been married so many times, you're going to be needing more fingers to count on. So it is unbelievable that he gets away with it. But people think, there he goes again. You know, and he has a lot of, obviously, silent voters who are voting for him, who don't make a lot in the press and who don't put headlines on papers, but who really like him.
An editorial from The Times. Every day that passes without nine justices undermines the Supreme Court's ability to function and leaves millions of Americans waiting for justice or clarity as major legal questions are unresolved.
Yeah, you know, I have to say I disagree with that editorial. Here's why. It depends on who the next Supreme Court judge is. If you get a judge like Merrick Garland, you would find, obviously, that you'd have a 5-4 majority probably for the liberal side. But if Trump wins, that's going to be another whole thing. We don't know who he's going to put on the court. And I suspect they're not going to be people that the liberal community is in love with. So right now, the 4-4 split actually works for those people with more liberal instincts in this country than if it was 5-4 and if Scalia was still alive.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. It's real simple, Alan, WAMC.org, to put something in for your radio station.
David, we're all together. We're depending on everybody to do what's right.